Jennifer DeLauro. It's a name that we got to know at our original Joe's dinner a couple of weeks ago. By the way, dinner coming up, Raph, July 24th, this next Thursday. We've got a nice crowd coming. That is coming up. But Jennifer was there, and she sat next to me and just talking with her about baseball. And she was with the, what was the name of the fellow that she was there, Raph? You remember? Jonathan Sanchez. That's right. We thought it was the pitcher, Jonathan Sanchez. So she explained to me that she is part of the Junior Giants program. She's one of the coaches. I said, wow, you got to come on, because we raise all this money for Junior Giants, and we talk about players and the kids and all over Northern California, and I was honored to raise the most here at KMBR, and I thank everyone for that. So Jennifer joins us. Jennifer DeLauro joins us. Jennifer, nice to have you with us today.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're doing great, and I'm glad you could be here. And I just want you to tell the fans a little bit about what you do with Junior Giants and where the money goes and what the program is like, because I really didn't know the answer to that other than talking about it.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to thank everybody that donated, because all the money, it goes to the kids, it goes to our uniforms, it goes to our equipment, it goes to the renting of the facilities where we play the games. We actually just finished the game this morning. So it's a really great organized program. We have 9 weeks that we do all together, and each week we have a different topic of showing kids how to eat healthy, be confident in the sport, how important education is, how important teamwork and leadership is, and how it's really important to have integrity in striking out bullying. It's also great because we have a lot of parents' involvement and other volunteers to emphasize all these goals that we try to implement to the kids. So it's really great. And we have booklets that we hand out to all the kids and awards and whatnot. And all the Giants players have quotes that they've put on their either their baseball cards or in their week of reading and whatnot. So the kids really appreciate it, and they're always super excited. And the main goal is to get to the Giants Festival at the end of the season, or end of the Junior Giants season. So, so the kids are very motivated and whatnot.
Right, great. And the games, are they competitive games? How do the games work?
So it's not supposed to be competitive, but since it's baseball, it is a little bit, all the kids always keeping score. But we want to give, there's players that have played before either at school or maybe in a different league, and then there's players that come that have never played at all. They don't even know how to throw a baseball. So it's kids that come from underprivileged communities, but at any range of skills. So it's really awesome when you get some of the kids that have never thrown a baseball, and now they're hitting off the ball machine.
Nice. And, of course, the Junior Giants glove drive is part of this, so everybody gets a glove.
Mm-hmm, yes, and the brand-new gloves sometimes they're used gloves. So, I don't know if you know this, that it starts from 7 all the way up to 13, and so it's 3 different divisions. So, and it's, like you said, throughout California and whatnot, so all these gloves and, we all have shirts and hats and whatnot. So it looks really organized, and it just, the kids feel great because they feel like they're part of the team, and they feel like professional, or that they're, their main, some of the kids, they want to be professional baseball players when they get older. So this is just a great introduction, and the Junior Giants are a great role model for them.
Beautiful. So how did you get into this?
So I played baseball or softball since I was a little kid. I played in Sunnyvale leagues and whatnot, and I'm a huge Giants fan as well. So one of my godsons, his mom told me about it, and so then years volunteered. So since I love baseball, and then I know how important it is for people to, I think it's very important for people to get back to the community, especially for the kids. So I decided to make time, because it's only practice once a week, and then a game on the weekend. And you have assistant coaches and team parents and whatnot, so, life happens in between them. But, just make that commitment to get back to the community and these kids, because you really make a huge impact in their life.
Oh, beautiful. I'm really glad that you called in. I know I wanted to hear it. And, shirts and uniforms, and it's a regular little league almost.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we go.
And we get prizes and awards at the end of the season as well.
Beautiful. So. Well, very good. I'm happy you called in, because, we raise all this money. I'd never really talked to anyone who was hands-on with the league. So the kids really excited. I mean, obviously you're a coach. The kids, how do you feel the kids relate to this?
Well, so, for example, we have one little girl. The teams are co-ed, right? So, for example, there was one little girl that she had never thrown a baseball in her life. Now she wants to play catcher. And, just for her to have the opportunity, she was born I believe in India, and she just moved over here, actually, not too long ago. And so for her, like, she didn't know anything about baseball, but now she's learning how to catch, throw, and she's watching the baseball game. She comes to practice telling me all the stats for the games. I should actually tell her to listen to you to know more about the games. And, yeah, she's just thrilled. And then every time, you know, like, if they hit up the ball machine or they make a good play or whatever, we're teaching them how to slide, just everything that you need to know for baseball, they're super enthusiastic about it.
Ah, beautiful.
So,
hey, I'm so glad you called in, and I'm so glad people can hear this because it raises a lot of money, and now we hear the hands-on of where it goes and how the kids react to it. So it puts some life into it. So, Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks for doing that. All right, that's Jennifer DeLauri, one of the coaches of Junior Giants Baseball. You can see where all this money goes, and it's fun. And if you put a smile on a kid's face through baseball, that's worth it. That's worth it. All right, more coming up right here on the Sports Leader.